For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, here's wash day news that's making headline news. Today, your dealer has an amazing new Oxidol that offers you all the things you could hope for in a laundry suds. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this vital fact. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds you've ever used. Deep clean, gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, I guess we've all been happy to see the romance developing between Ma's beloved girl, Faye, and Spencer Grayson, that very likable young businessman from New York City. All but Tom Wells, who used to be a friend of Spencer's during the war. What is the mystery about Tom? And why has Faye been so silent since her recent visit to Spencer in New York? Until last time, you remember. When Faye finally went to Ma and said, "I want to talk to you, Ma." Well, let's turn the clock back to that moment. It's after supper, and again we join Faye and Ma in the parlor. Listen.
"I just had to be with you tonight, Ma. Oh, Ma, I'm going to have to talk with you."
"Well, yes, child, of course. What is it, dear? Something the matter?"
"It must be me, Ma. Something the matter with me. Or else, why did things go so badly in New York? Why was Spencer so different? I don't mean he changed. If anything, Spencer was more glamorous, more intelligent and charming. Maybe I just don't feel I belong with ambitious people."
"Ambitious people?"
"Like Spencer Grayson. Or even Paul. Paul Henderson. My husband was an ambitious man, Ma. I realize that now. And I'm not sure how much I ever helped him."
"Why, you helped Paul, Fay. He was always so proud of you. First, anybody'd be proud of my Fay. Simple, modest, fine girl."
"So simple. Half the time, Spencer had to tell me what to do. Coach me about how to act. Especially with his business friends."
"Why, that just don't sound like Spencer."
"Oh, I don't mean to give you the impression Spencer was patronizing. Or his friends, either. Even though they were all smart and rich and important, they made me feel at home. But wasn't it lucky that one of them at that party had known Congressman Paul Henderson and gave me a great big respectful introduction? So I started out right away as Mrs. Congressman Paul Henderson."
"Faye, are you trying to tell me that Spencer cared that you were the widow of a congressman? That he made some kind of point of it?"
"Oh, Spencer never mentioned it, Ma. It was only the merest accident we ran into somebody who happened to know Paul. But there was something else. Why should Spencer tell me to compliment Mr. Hooker's daughter on her pearl necklace? Why should he even bring a matter like that to my attention? I've lived in New York before, but apparently not in Spencer's world, a world of pearls and parties and pills, Ma.
Pills? Are you talking about medicine, dear?
Benzedrine and phenobarbital. Why, one's to speed you up, the other's to slow you down. Oh, I don't suppose they take them as much as they say, but they sure talk about them a lot. If they're emotionally upset or disturbed, they take a pill, huh?
Linda Goshen.
It was at that same party that Spencer and I had our quarrel, if you can call it a quarrel, about Mrs. Bigelow's shoes.
Mrs. Bigelow's shoes?
Listen to this, Ma. This is what I'm talking about. Spencer and I were standing by ourselves in a little alcove off the salon, waiting for the butler to bring me my pink martini.
Where?
No, don't look so startled, Ma. Salon's just a fancy name for the parlor, and a pink martini's what Spencer called it when I asked for tomato juice.
Oh, I see. No, I wasn't startled, dear.
This might have been a very romantic moment, Ma. I thought it was going to be, because Spencer was holding my hand. Can you picture us? I was wearing my gray taffeta, and Spencer sent me green orchids.
How pretty.
He looked mighty dashing himself as he bent down toward me in that tall, courtly way he has. And I thought he was going to say something special. But what Spencer actually said was, "Darling, I hate to remind you, but..."
Darling, I hate to remind you, but you still haven't mentioned Mrs. Bigelow's shoes.
Oh, what, Spencer? Oh, sorry, I must have been thinking of something else. What did you say?
Mrs. Bigelow's shoes. Don't you remember that nonsense I briefed you on, darling, before the party, when I tried to give you a thumbnail sketch of some of the VIPs you'd be meeting?
You mean that was serious, Spencer? I thought you were just trying to help me identify the new faces. Or maybe faces isn't the right word. Of course I remembered. JCB has a blonde toupee. Mr. Schwartz is the one with the new teeth. And Mr. Hooker wears a corset. And Mrs. Bigelow never moves around because her shoes are too tight. Why does she wear tight shoes anyhow? Because it feels so good when she takes them off.
No, my pet. She wears tight shoes because she's very vain about her small, pretty feet. Now, if she had a small, pretty waistline like some people I know...
Oh.
Look, I can almost fit my two hands around your waist.
Now, Spencer, I'm sure the butler wouldn't approve.
I always have a desire to lift you right off the ground. Well, what were we talking about?
Yeah, Mrs. Bigelow's shoes.
Oh, yes. You're supposed to tell Mrs. Bigelow she has pretty feet, or at least pretty shoes.
Must I curtsy when I tell her? Or say it in French? Perhaps you better give me the exact words so I can memorize them.
Why, Faye, surely you don't mind my mentioning...
No, I'm grateful that after all these years I finally found someone who will condescend to tell me how to behave in public.
Aren't you being rather silly?
Mr. Schwartz's teeth, Mr. Hooker's corset, Mrs. Bigelow's shoes, that's sensible. I'm silly.
My dearest Faye, I've said the wrong things and hurt your feelings. And you know I wouldn't do that for the world.
Well, it's all right. I left my feelings home. In my other purse.
Listen to me, Faye. I think you're perfect. I couldn't possibly tell you how to behave. Courtesy is part of you, and so is honesty. Which is why you mean so much to me. But this kind of party isn't entirely honest. No social gathering of business friends or rivals could be. I don't mean we go around telling a lot of lies to each other either, but there are certain conventions, things we take for granted. Let's say we want to please each other, and so automatically we murmur the proper things and let it go at that. But, of course, that sounds artificial to a girl like you. And I don't really care whether you murmur the proper things or the improper things, especially to me. As long as I can be with you,
and hold your hand. Please give it back to me, darling.
Spencer, you're very sweet, aren't you?
And you're adorable and lovely and... Oh, here comes the butler with your pink martini, so I can't kiss you at this very minute.
No. No, sir, you can't. Not till after I've had a word with Mrs. Bigelow. My dear, have you ever seen anybody with such pretty little feet?
And such a pretty little head.
And such pretty little shoes. And the funny part is, Ma, they were pretty shoes. I can't see why I made such a fuss. Except that at the time I thought Spencer was so artificial, giving me instructions like that. Only, looking back, he didn't say anything so terrible, did he, Ma?
Oh, Landir, ain't it natural for all of us? We want the folks that we care for to make a good impression on our friends. I recollect one of the first evenings that Spencer Grayson was here in Rushville Center, you was telling him how your sister Evie was president of the Jolly Seventeens.
Oh.
And didn't you also tell Spencer that our shuffle was a mite tender on the subject of dogs and pets, since he'd parted with his own little pup, Naaman and Pythias? So we tried not to bring up such matters.
Oh, well, my, you're absolutely right. It is the same thing, isn't it?
I reckon there's little foibles that folks has no matter who or where they are. And ain't no sin to take heed of them. It's more a kindness.
Yes, when you put it that way, yes, Ma. Everybody has sensitivities about some things and other things they're proud of. Well, how could I blame Spencer for being considerate toward his friends? Oh, Ma, I do want to talk to you. I want to tell you everything that happened in New York, because... You'll understand. You'll see the right things.
We'll talk, Faye dear. Between us, you and me, I reckon we should be able to understand most anything.
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. Now think of it, a 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos, and harmony marigold, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds. Enough for a whole flower garden. All for only 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat. Just send 10 cents and 1 Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. So Ma is able to show a different light on some of the things that have been worrying Faye. Spencer Grayson is a natural and kind person. And Faye is most eager, most happy to accept this verdict. Ah, but we hear a different opinion from Tom Wells tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, presented by the Procter & Gamble Company. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.